This is WC Chronicles of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. In this episode of Riffing, we have a special guest joining us. None other than Carlo Driggs. He's the former lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders of 21 years. Also had a number one hit with his group Foxy back in the mid-70s, late-70s called Get Off. Also, another popular band he was in was Cracker. Opened for the Rolling Stones, Rick Springfield. The list is endless. I could go on and on here. But he is going to be joining me and Olivia Quickie for their session of Riffing today. So we hope you will enjoy this. Thank you. It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, episode E-Ticket Riffing with Olivia Quickie. And we have a special guest joining us via telesatellite communication device or the telephone, none other than Carlo Driggs. Carlo, are you there?
I am here. Wow, man. You know, it's fantastic new device. You know, it's a
cell phone.
It's like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it allows us to talk to you down there in Florida and us over here in Las Vegas.
Well, good. Yeah, it's raining here right now, so it's, I like the rainy days, you know? I mean, because down here, it just doesn't rain a little bit. It rains a lot.
A lot.
Awesome. Which is why we're so green, you know?
It's about 97 here today. So, Olivia, say hi to Carlo.
Hi.
Hi, Olivia. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think she's still a little shell-shocked. All right, Olivia.
What's... You're on celebrate now, right?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, are you having fun?
No.
Yes, you're having fun.
I don't like school.
I showed Olivia...
You don't like school? Come on, school can't be that bad.
I showed Olivia, because she's 11 years old, I showed her a video of some of your work, and she saw one of the sparkly outfits when you were...
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me, Carlo?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
You can in and out, okay.
All right, I'm sorry, I'll try to do the best I can, all right? So, Olivia,
okay. Pick
our first word that we're going to riff on.
Order of operations.
The words are order of operations. I think you should go first, Olivia.
Okay.
What do you think of when you...
It reminds me of math, because this one guy, when we were doing order of operations, it reminded me of that, you know, that one game where it's like, if you tap, like, that metal thing, it'll go beep, and then, like, I saw a commercial that they're bringing him into the hospital, and then, like, the doctor gets so frustrated because it keeps going off on him. It's like, beep, he's like,
oh, you mean the board game operation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it makes you think of, is the board game of operation.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that game when I was a kid, but Carlo, why don't you go next? The word phrase is order of operations.
Order of operations. Yeah, I'll never forget when the doctor ordered an operation on me. I almost shot him, you know, but I figured, okay, well, he's doing it because I got to live, you know, because I had an appendix attack and I passed out before I got to the hospital. Where it's like, and when I woke up, he says, hey, I need your mom's number, because if I don't have a number, I can't order an operation for you.
What year did that happen?
Oh, gee, let's go into the annals here.
Uh-huh.
I'll say another word, but I changed my mind. Let me see, that was in 19... Oh, Olivia, you were just a sparkle in your daddy's eyes. Let me see, 1966, I want to say?
I think I was barely a sparkle in my mom's eyes and dad's eye at that time.
Oh, shut up. Oh, come on.
Well, for me, order of operations makes me think of the process that I go through, or probably every individual goes through when they get up in the morning. First thing is, you know, left foot, right foot, get out of bed. And then my next order of operation is my cup of coffee to come to life slowly.
Well, I have to agree with you there.
Olivia, what's her
name? Coffee, there's no waking up.
My brother had a saying, it was, coffee is the elixir of life. Without coffee, I have no personality.
Oh, yeah.
Olivia, go ahead and pick our next word.
Talent.
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 That's a good, what, go ahead, you go first again.
Okay.
Talent.
So, my favorite show is America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I yell at my mom if she doesn't record it, or like, I can't see it.
Uh-huh.
And then, if she does it, I like, start freaking out because I miss my favorite show, and it's like, awesome because I get to see people fail, and you get to see people survive and get hurt and everything. I don't like people getting hurt, but it's really funny when they do, when they do like try to do the man splits on the stage, and they're like, ah!
Oh my gosh.
Okay, talent. Okay, I believe that talent in all of us comes from being blind. Okay, what I mean by that is, you know, all these old stars that have died, okay,
yeah, right,
they all somehow get reborn in the youth of today. That's why you see so much talented kids out there today.
It is just
my way of thinking, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I may be right, I may be wrong, but it's a good story inside my head. You know, when you hit that return button up there, those stars that have died a long time ago, great singers, great musicians, great actors, they hit that return button because they haven't finished what they have to finish here on Earth. So when they come back down, they are reborn, their souls are reborn in newborns. And as those newborns grow, that's why there's so much talent in the young nowadays, you know? Because in my day, not so much. But now that all these greats have died from so long ago, and they don't want to come back and finish whatever it was that they started, all these kids have all this incredible talent. And that's my word of the day, talent.
Talent. Well, Olivia said that, Olivia mentioned the TV show America's Got Talent, and we actually know someone who was on there. This gentleman who is named Dan the Man, he's a juggler.
Really?
Yeah, he was on there with another guy, and they were doing some juggling.
They miserably failed.
Yeah, the sad part is they miserably failed, but that's what he's Dan has done more than what I have. He's been on America's Got Talent, so I have to say that.
Wow. Okay. I've seen some clips on YouTube and on Facebook on a lot of I saw this guy with a dog, and he was a ventriloquist, and I don't know how the dog did it, or the man, for that matter.
Uh-huh.
But every time he would ask a question, the dog would actually open his mouth, and he was talking, you know. But it was a ventriloquist act. But it was, whoa, I've never seen that one done before.
Have you seen that
one?
You know,
so...
There's like this dog YouTube video. It has a dog and the owner's talking to it, and it's like, so I went in the fridge this morning. I got out some bacon, and the dog's all like, yeah. And then it's like, later on, it's all like, okay, I made this really good dish with turkey and meat and bacon and all this steak and really good chewy stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's the German Shepherd one.
I know the video. Me too, I've seen it. I know the
deck.
And it's like... Oh, yeah. And he goes, yeah? Uh-huh. And then, oh! And then he cries,
I know the... I know the exact video that she's talking about. Well, Olivia, why don't you pick our next word?
I shared it with other people. You know, it's so good.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't stop laughing when I saw it. The dog really makes the face, you know.
Yeah, they dubbed it well, whoever made that video together.
I know. I mean, you find the strangest things, but... nevertheless, I mean, it takes some time to do, right?
Yes, I would say so. It does take some time to do that. Okay, Olivia, pick our next word, phrase.
Rounds.
Rounds?
Rounds.
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 R-O-U-N-D-S, rounds. What do you got?
So I went to San Gennaro with my friend because we had a sing there.
What is San Gennaro?
It's like a big amusement park that comes like in like May or March, and then it also comes in September.
Okay.
And I had a sing there in front of all these weird people. Just kept staring at us. Really creepy.
I'm going to interrupt you here for a minute. Carlo, Livia is a really good singer. I'll have to post you a video of her singing.
Oh, I must hear it. I really must. That's wonderful.
She's shaking her head no, and I'm saying yes. Okay. All right, go ahead and continue.
Yes, I must hear it. I must. I really must.
And then, like, we got our things on our arms, you know, those weird things that I hate. Okay, and then, like, we went to this one ride where you go in it, and it's, like, this big, weird UFO thing, and it starts spinning and spinning, and it goes really fast, and then you get stuck to the wall, and then people are doing backflips and everything, and all that I could do was turn around and stick my feet up, and I was backwards. And I was like, yes!
That, I know that exact ride you're talking about, because it spins you around, and the force pushes you against the wall. That's what she's talking about.
Yep.
I see. Yeah, well, there are several things that I think about when you say the word round. Okay, one of them is similar to Olivia, which is, you know, when I took Isabella to the county fair here in Florida, in Miami, at FYU, all the rides seemed to go around and around. And she wanted me to get on them, and I didn't. But her mother, my wife Tabitha, did.
Yeah.
And I will get the look on her face after two rides. She was like, she was kind of turning white, you know, because of going around and around. And that particular one, what is happening? I think that's called gravity or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've seen that ride called the Gravitron, I think it's called. I'm not sure.
The Gravitron, that's it. Okay. Gravitron. You get stuck. You get stuck and you can't actually move, which is probably what all the astronauts go through when they go into training. You know, they just have this machine that just takes them around and around and around. It goes faster and faster and faster. They want to see how long they can take before they pass out. Also, when I think around, I watch my dog, Mozart. You know, he's a lab.
Yes.
And he tries to chase his tail. And he just goes around and around. And then the little one, which is a mixed chihuahua, starts doing the same thing. And I'm watching it. I'm going, my God, don't they get dizzy? So when I think around, I think of getting dizzy and turning white.
Well, you're talking about that Gravitron thing. It makes me think of the movie 2001, where the spaceship was spinning around like a large Gravitron, and that's the way they created false or fake gravity on the spaceship.
Yeah. What a trip, huh?
That's...
I remember watching the actor jogging. And he was actually jogging upside down and then back again. You know, it's like, wow. But to him, he was probably leveled, you know?
Yeah.
He was going around.
I mean, that's supposed to be science fiction, but that's supposed to be something that the powers that be in NASA are working on, I guess, for astronauts if they travel to Mars, because artificial gravity will be needed to save their bone density and their muscles.
Absolutely.
No, because they do lose bone density, you know, when they get back to Earth.
Yeah. See, science...
Gravity rules.
See, when you go into outer space, if you don't exercise, you will lose muscle mass and bone mass, and when you come back down to Earth after a while, you won't be able to walk if you don't exercise.
Dang it!
Oh yeah.
Can't go to space.
Olivia is learning something today.
Oh, gee, we're being teachers?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are, I guess. Well, I know you are, but what am I? Oh, famous words.
Pick the next word, Olivia.
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You want to go first, Carlo?
Oh, boy. The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz...
That's like the movie, right?
Right.
Like the movie.
I thought there was a movie. The movie. Or the book.
There's a movie and a book. Mm-hmm. Wizard of Oz makes me think of the version that Michael Jackson did about 1979. Except they called it The Wiz. And there was a song that he did on that soundtrack that's really hard to find. And you can find it on YouTube somewhere. And I think the song is called the Wiz theme song by Michael Jackson.
I watched that. Isn't he like the Scarecrow?
I think he's the Scarecrow, yes.
That's not hilarious.
Don't quote me on that, but I think. That's what I think of when I think Wizard of Oz is The Wiz.
Yeah, I never really watched that movie, the Wiz with Michael Jackson, but I don't know. I think the song what kind of hits mine is Down the Yellow Brick Road, or is that in the original one? That's in the original one.
That's it. It's the song. The song is called Ease On Down.
Okay, Ease On Down the Road.
That's
come
it.
On, ease on down the road. I remember that.
I think you should sing that sometime, Carlo. That's a good song.
Oh, please. No Michael Jackson songs.
I love Michael Jackson.
Well, go ahead. Tell us your... Go ahead.
Well, it reminds me of three things, actually.
Go ahead and cover all three of them.
So the first one was, like, you know how those spider monkey thingies that fly somehow?
Yes, the flying monkeys.
Yeah.
Spider.
Well, my brother, he was on, like, this balcony thing. He's like, I'm a spider monkey, and he jumps off, and I started laughing. He's like, you know those spider monkeys actually have wings. He's like, I have wings, they're called my arms. And I was like, you need a cape. That's what you need. So he tied a blanket around him. He's like, Timothy and Beyonce, jumped off, and he fell on his face. So that's the first thing that reminds me of. The second thing is, like, you know the yellow brick road?
Mm-hmm.
There was like a road, but it wasn't yellow, it was like this beige. And we went down it, and I started walking, and everyone else started skipping. And I was like, you guys are gonna fall. And like, no. And then my sister ran past me, and she fell on her face. And I was like, I told you the yellow brick road was dangerous. And so they should have a caution sign that's yellow that says, yield. Don't look back.
Okay.
Just keep going. And then the second thing reminds me. Oh, I
lost you guys.
We're still here. Can you hear us, Carlo?
I'm losing you.
We haven't lost you. We still got you.
Never let go.
Okay. You know, Olivia, there is a new version that was done of The Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. But it's not called The Wizard of Oz. It's called Tin Man.
Ooh.
Okay, and the review is on Netflix, and it's got about, I don't know if it's three, I think it's a three-part miniseries, right? And it deals with like, nowadays, but except she's not in Kansas. She lives, like, in New York, and somehow she is transported to this other world that, her sister is the evil queen, but she doesn't know it's her sister, not till the end. But I mean, the Tin Man is an old sheriff that was put in this robotic tin, like a tomb, like a mummy tomb,
mm-hmm.
And he was put in there by magic. And she releases him, and the lion is like he's like a seer. He sees the future. He can tell you the future. He knows who you are just by touching you. And the scarecrow or the evil queen stole his brain. So they have to find the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz is this guy in like a cabaret setting that has this magic show. I'm serious. I mean, it's really out there, but it's really interesting. You know, and so when I think of The Wizard of Oz, I think of the original movie, and then I think of this other one. And they are so different from each other, you know. It's like watching Alice in Wonderland with whatchamacallit, with Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that one?
Have you seen that one, Olivia? Say yes.
Yes?
You've seen that one? Well, it's like that, but different, you know? I mean, so that's what I think about when you say The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, Olivia, pick the next one. I think you should watch Tin Man, like Carlo said so. She's, you say yes, you can't.
Yes.
You can't hear your head nod.
Okay.
All right, I think we've got time for one more word.
Okay.
Missouri.
The state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Missouri?
Okay, all right. Missouri, let me see.
I'll go first. I got mine. Missouri, I like the way the spelling of Missouri is because sometimes you can pronounce it as misery. I'm from the great state of Missouri, which leads to that Kathy Bates movie, Misery, which was a great movie.
Missouri is the hardest word in the world to spell outside of Tennessee.
Yes, and Mississippi.
I have to look it up every time I go to write it. Okay, I've been to St. Louis many times. I've been to Kansas City, you know, because there's a Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. I'm performing there. I have lots of friends, some that I can mention, some that I can't.
Now, if I remember, you told me once you opened for Rick Springfield in Missouri. Wasn't that right?
Springfield.
Rick Springfield, no, that was in Tennessee. That was in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And we didn't choose that word, so I can't tell you that story.
All right.
But Missouri, I played in Indian casinos in Missouri, had a wonderful time. The people in Missouri are really very friendly people. It's in the Midwest. It's between the Midwest and the South.
Yes.
You know, so they're kind of confused there. They don't know which way to talk. Do I talk like this or do I talk like that?
Yeah.
But in any case, that's what makes all the people in Missouri original to me. Okay? And they're all fun-loving people. The state, every time I went to Missouri, it was like for one day or overnight or 2 days at the most, and I was mostly working all the time, so I really didn't get to enjoy all the things that Missouri has to offer. But I do know one thing comes to mind is the golden arches of McDonald's came from the model that they have in Missouri, which is the real golden arch.
Yeah, what is that arch? Does it have an official name? Or is it just the arches? Or
McDonald's?
I really don't know the official name. I just think of it as a golden arch.
That works for me. Olivia, what's your turn? What do you think of when you got Missouri?
Well, there, you know how it's like, Sweet Home Alabama.
Sing it.
Sweet Home Alabama. And then, so this guy, it was in like a movie, mm-hmm. and it's like, this guy is all like, Sweet Home Missouri. And I was like, and the guy is all like, no, it's not Missouri, it's Alabama. It's like, I'm pretty sure it's Missouri. It's like, no, you're wrong. He's like, yep, I'm right. It's always Missouri. And it's just, they're like, It's weird. He has a banjo and everything. He's like,
down, a banjo. Well, I think that has come to another end of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast e-ticket riffing with Olivia Quickie and our special guest, Carlo Driggs.
Hi.
Yes. Did I miss something here? Because you guys cut out for a minute there, so I couldn't really... We're having bad weather here in Florida, so I don't know. It could be on my end.
Well, I do have kind of a dropout signal here a little bit, but it's done very well. So, a big thank you.
Tell me something. How's the weather in Las Vegas? Because I've heard it hasn't been that nice.
It's 97 degrees and it's sunny.
Olivia says it's 97 degrees and sunny.
Sadly.
Of course it is. It's July.
Well,
Olivia is quite a character, and that's why she's part of this Shiny Squirrel podcast.
I think she's great. I think you're doing a great job, Wayne.
Thank you.
Really do.
Well, Olivia, do you have anything?
I do pretty much the same thing with my daughter, you know?
Olivia, do you have anything you want to say to Carlo before we cut out here? How about thank you?
Thank you.
There you go.
You're very welcome, Olivia. You're very welcome.
Well, thank you for joining us, Carlo. Do you have anything else you want to say to your fans while you got a format here?
No, I just want to say good luck to Olivia, and remember that there is no such thing as instant gratification, okay? If you craft it, you're working out, you have to work at really hard. Really hard. And you ever heard those stories of people, it's a success overnight? There's no such thing. Everybody has to work hard at it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it's the same for all of us. I had to do it, and you're going to probably have to do it too. But having said that, there's a lot of luck involved. So, you know, take that and always think positive. Remember, the universe will back anything that you are behind on, okay? That you're going for it. If you really believe in it and you really want it, the universe is always going to back you up and give it to you.
That is some good advice, Carlo.
That's my advice for the day.
Very good advice.
And to all my fans and all my friends, hello.
Well, I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll join.
I'm still living.
I hope you.
Still alive.
I hope you'll join us again for riffing sometime, Carlo, down the road in a couple weeks, maybe again.
I would love it.
That would be great.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.